We have Wes Atkins with us, a lead forecaster who heads up the National Weather Service's Juno forecast team. So, Wes, boy, we have just had this run of dry weather, and it looks like we are going to be building up, after we have some sprinkles tonight, perhaps, to another stretch of dry weather. Does that seem to be the case?
It does. We have had a pretty dry stretch. It's also been quite warm. I know a lot of you noticed that we got really hot, actually, especially on Tuesday. That's when it was difficult to cool any building down. I know when I went home, my temperature, my thermostat reading just held at 80. As I was going to bed, and it was pretty intense. I sucked on a lot of popsicles.
Well, did we set any records this month?
We did. We get up to 85 degrees at the Juneau Airport. Other places got records too. And by the way, that Juneau 85 degree reading, that was tied for the third all-time highest record at the Juneau Airport, and that's been since record-keeping began there in the 40s. So pretty significant record there. That was also a daily record set for the date.
With all this warm weather, of course, people are wondering about the snowpack melting fast. I mean, in the last week or so, that snowpack has really shrunk with all this hot weather. So a lot of people are worried about the potential for flooding. What do we know about that?
Yes, we did indeed have record snowpack in the mountains this winter. And we kind of had a cool spring, even though we've been so warm as of late June. June temperatures for Juneau are actually running in the top 10 all time. But that said, we've had so much snowmelt lately. It looks like we're getting a glacial dam release to the Taku River. This is different than Suicide Basin, which impacts the Mendenhall Valley. So we're always monitoring Suicide Basin, but this flood warning is not for the Mendenhall Valley. It is for the Taku River Basin, that's south and east of Juneau. For folks who have cabins out on that river, pay heed, because we could have some flooding into some buildings there.
Anything else in the outlook besides the dry weather that's in the forecast?
Yes, we are talking about an overall dry weather pattern. And this kind of pattern, you know, the heat, it definitely favors that. We've got overall offshore flow. However, we are studying the potential for more warm temperatures, revisiting the panhandle, and perhaps maybe a third heat wave for the region. That's starting Sunday, continuing into midweek. And that's also including the 4th of July weekend. We are looking at temperatures going above 80 again for Juneau, and I think there's pretty good confidence that that's going to be the case. We're just studying how long it's going to be, when it starts, and how warm it will be. But that said, I mentioned that it's been dry. Of course, Juneau's dry season generally runs from April into June, and July we start getting a little more organized systems, and we start increasing rain every day, and by August, we generally are pretty wet for late summer. But this pattern, we're very curious about, because it does seem to favor the risk of thunderstorms coming and entering the panhandle from the southeast. In general, these thunderstorm events, they start down around Misty Fjords and Hyder, and that's well inland of Ketchikan. And if these things hold together, they can push the threat of thunderstorms into Wrangell and eventually get up to the Juneau area. So not saying – we're not going to put the thunderstorms in the forecast yet, but we're saying that this pattern does favor the threat of thunderstorms. We just got to determine where how confident we are that this will happen, and when exactly it will happen before we kind of put it in the forecast.
Well, let's keep our fingers crossed, because lightning can introduce all kinds of problems like fire.
It is. That is a very good point, Rhonda. We do have a lot of dry conditions out there. The fuels, as we say, are pretty dry. That's according to Tongass National Forest. We're kind of thinking that the humidity, even though we're talking dry, they won't be like dangerous humidities that are so low that it would elevate fire danger. But and we're unsure about how breezy it might get, which would also elevate fire danger. But we'll definitely, it looks like we'll definitely have some pretty warm temperatures. And when, if we do get some thunder or thunderstorms, in general, they'll probably be pretty fast moving. So while some people might get some heavy rain, others might just get a few sprinkles and maybe some wind. And, of course, the lightning. And so dry thunderstorms are definitely can elevate fire danger. But we'll study more of that this weekend for sure.
So what are you going to be doing on Monday? Will you have the day off?
I will not have the day off, but I have the morning off. And I plan on going to the parade downtown.
Okay. Well, thank you for giving us good weather to go out and see the parade. Appreciate that.
For sure. Dress for really hot weather. Make sure you wear cool, loose-fitting clothes.
All right. Well, you have a happy 4th of July. Thanks so much for your report. Wes Atkins with the National Weather Service Office in Juneau.